You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Huge upgrade sale coming up June 22nd to 24th. It's going to be a barbecue. They're going to have all sorts of free food and additional savings. $1,500 on trucks, $1,000 on SUVs, and $750 on cars. Check it out at lakewoodchev.com.
Let's go around the NHL now. Brought to you by Cougar Paint and Collision. There when you need them. Call or stop in. No appointment required. They'll see you right away. You can trust Cougar Paint and Collision. 88th Street and Yellowhead Trail. Dave Maloney, MSG analyst for the New York Rangers, joins us. The Rangers had a busy offseason. The big move, shipping out Ranta and Derek Stepan to the Arizona Coyotes. They also bought out Dan Girardi, so they've freed up some cap space and you know, lots of rumblings. Maybe Joe Thornton. A lot of people think Kevin Shattenkirk. Dave, what are your thoughts? What do you think right now? What position is the biggest position of need to fill for the New York Rangers?
Well, you know what, guys? Actually, prior to the trade for Derek trading Derek Stepan out to Arizona, I thought really the center ice position was something that they had to pay a little more attention to. I mean, there's all kinds of talk about Kevin Shattenkirk and different things like that, but you know what? Brady Shea has come along nicely. I think he's a kid that's going to be a mainstay here. You've got McDonough, and they got Brandon Smith all tied up as of today. So I'm not as concerned about the back end as a lot of people were, but I thought on a relative basis down the middle was going to be something that they were going to have to address. And you know what? You move Stepp, who is a very important part of what's gone on here in the last 10 years or so. But simply put, near term, they're going to have to find a way to replace him. I get it with his salary. I get it with the fact that maybe the foot speed and where the game is going is not where Derek Stepan's strengths are, but you still have to find somebody to play in the middle.
So, you know, looking at their centers, who's the guy that steps up if they don't address it? Is it Benajad? Is it JT Miller? Is it Hayes? I mean, they're all kind of – they're all good sentiment, but are anyone – a de facto number one?
Well, you know what, Jason? You know, unfortunately, from a Rangers standpoint, you're in the same division as the defending Stanley Cup champion. And when you look at the matchup, you're looking at a matchup against Crosby and Malkin. And there are very few teams that are going to match up against those two guys or any of the elite players in the league. So I would be shocked if they don't address that issue near term. Now, for the first time in the last 5 years, the Rangers had picks in the first round, and they took two center icemen. I was over there yesterday, and not that these two guys, Anderson and Edel, are going to be into the lineup. They'll be later than sooner. But there are a couple of guys 2 and 3 years down the road that, okay, now you can see some skill and talent and world-class talent in the middle of the ice. So I know you mentioned Joe Thornton, and that seems to be – it would be a good fit. But I think Joe Thornton would be a good fit for a lot of teams if you can get him on a short-term deal. So if all things being equal, you have to expect Zibanejad, you know, Hayes, Miller, the guys that are there. But I would be shocked if they don't find a way to address that area of the ice near term.
You mentioned Joe Thornton. And like a lot of people in Edmonton, a little concerned about an offer sheet for Leon Draisaitl. I went through all the teams, and the Rangers were one of only seven that I said, okay, need at center ice if they didn't go out in free agency. I don't know if they'd want to give up four first-round picks or whatever the price would be. Do you think New York would remotely consider an offer sheet for Leon Draisaitl?
Well, hey, listen, in this day and age, and anything could happen. But, I mean, history being an important thing to pay attention to, there have been very few offer sheets to RFAs. I think there's an unwritten kind of handshake amongst the league. Say, listen, we're gonna lay off that kind of thing. Would he fit? He would fit anywhere in the league. I just I don't think – and I think what Jeff Gorton has done, there's certainly – no quibbling with the success that Glenn Saylor had as an executive in the league. But I think what I've observed with Jeff Gorton and his staff, they're going about their business in a little more of a traditional way to give yourself a chance to be a solid franchise for a long time. And he finally accumulated first-round picks. They've grown. You know, they had the fortunate situation to be able to get Kevin Hayes, to get Jimmy VC and different guys like that. The old Rangers would probably make a dramatic move such as that. I'm just not sure that that's where Jeff Gordon and Chris Drury and their staff are heading.
When I take a look at this team, I see a team that has, and I you kind of build off what you said, a little more flexibility. I mean, they got 1 year at Rick Nash at $8 million. That comes off the books. Well, I'm not saying he's not going to re-sign, but that gives them some flexibility. I know they still got to sign Zibanejad. But for the first time in a long time, you're looking at a place where you're pretty comfortable. I mean, the two longest contracts are Staal and Brendan Smith, which are probably okay. So, you know, is this team, you know, kind of going to pause and see what they have, maybe heading to next season?
Well, you know what, Jason? I just think, you know, there still is an impetus. It goes back to day one of the Ranger franchise that there's still this kind of a sense that they've got to make a dramatic move. But this is a franchise that's won two cups in the last 70-some-odd years. And I think there's a time where you've got to come to the realization that if you can stay competitive and grow the right way, you're probably going to have a better chance. Now, listen, I do talk to Jeff Gordon and Chris Drury and Jimmy Schoenfeld and Glenn over the course of the season. I just get a sense that they're comfortable with the way they're building, the way they're growing. And now, listen, that doesn't mean to say you get into November and you're 2-12 and there isn't a bit of a panic button that hits. And I do think, you know, I'm a little bit partial. I do think this is an important franchise in the league, and it's important that the Rangers be competitive. So it's an interesting time. You bring up a good point and a good observation about a time where they are in a situation where they have a bunch of money to spend. I just don't get the sense that they're going to spend it in the gunslinging ways that maybe has been the Ranger way for a long time.
Yeah, I think in the past you might have seen Kevin Shattenkirk. Is that something you think could fit in there? I mean, he definitely brings some flash to old MSG.
You know, he does. And I'm actually partial to Kevin. I know him. I coached him when he was a high school kid. He's a tremendous kid. I think he's a tremendous player. I think from a Rangers standpoint, if they could get him for 3 years, I don't think the money's the issue. I think there's a concern about the term. And this kid, D'Angelo, that they got from Arizona has every bit of what Shattenkirk brings to the game. Now, there are some skeletons in his closet. There's no question about D'Angelo. But the point with Shattenkirk, especially now with Smith getting signed, that would shock me. That would shock me if Kevin Shattenkirk, because he's going to get the term somewhere. He's going to get his $6 or $7 million for 6 or 7 years. I just don't get the sense that the Rangers are willing to do that with that type of term.
Looking at the Pittsburgh Penguins and, you know, just that entire division, Washington's obviously very good. Where do you feel the Rangers can make strides to close that gap and ultimately dethrone Pittsburgh? Because right now, the way the playoffs are set up, I guess unless you're going to cross over to the other division, most likely to get to a Stanley Cup final, it's got to go through Pittsburgh for those teams in that division. How do you think the Rangers can build themselves to knock off the Penguins?
Well, the Rangers are now one of 30 teams that are in that situation, right? The intimacy is obviously such that they beat them sooner than later. And the recent run of Rangers success, I always say they've had one world-class player, and that's been their goaltender. He's the one guy that when you go man for man down the rosters of the top teams, you wouldn't trade him for Marc-Andre Fleury. You wouldn't trade him for Murray. You wouldn't trade him for any of the top goalies. So that being said, I think with Sidney Crosby and Malkin in the middle of the ice, there has to be a way to close the gap. I don't think you're ever going to overcome the deficit in talent with those two guys. So you can say what you like about Washington when you have great players on the wing. When you have players like Malkin and Crosby in the middle of the ice, then it's Roletang in the mix. Winners win for a lot of reasons, but boy, oh boy, I remember Scotty Bowen saying, at the end of the day, if you have the horses, you're going to have a better chance. And to me, the Rangers are one of 30 teams when it comes down to it. You know, the matchups with that area of the ice, they're a little deficient.
Now, what about as far as the coaching move? I believe they brought in Lindy Ruff with the group. What would be his role on that team? Is it just another layer, another voice for a guy who's been there for a while in AV?
You know what? That hasn't been officially announced yet.
Okay.
I don't believe. I do believe that Jeff Bukaboom is going to stay with the organization, but I don't believe it's in an associate coach's role. But you know what now, Jason? I mean, the way this game is going, they're like NFL coaching staffs, right? I mean, they have a head coach that kind of oversees, and then you've got different specialty coaches and things like that. And you can't argue with Lindy's success as a coach and how he – I think he was ahead of the curve. When you look at the way Buffalo played when he was a coach, when he had all five guys attacking – he had an up-tempo game and all those things. I think he was well ahead of the consensus bell curve. So you're bringing in a guy that's got a pedigree. You know, he's been part of Babcock's staff and different things. And if you can bring him in a day and age now where I think the coaching staffs are staffs that are headed up by the head guy and different, you know, people of different talents along the way, I think you've improved your staff. So, it hasn't been official yet. I don't believe it. Sure sounds like that Lindy Ruff is going to be part of this Ranger staff moving forward.
As always, we appreciate the rundown. It should be an interesting time. The Rangers are always involved in free agency. They've got some cap space this season. And I agree with you. I think they're much more likely to be a team that would be involved in free agency rather than restricted free agency and offer sheets. We'll see how it unfolds. Right now, today, if you had to put a wager, do you think Thornton on a short-term deal or Shattenkirk on a big deal is more likely for the Rangers?
Well, I wouldn't offer an opinion on more likely. I think the logical thing would be a Thornton type on a short-term deal. Because I do think, I think, if they can get, I'm not as concerned about their blue line as particularly seeing Brandon Smith, what he was able to do, and the continued maturation of Brady Shea. I'm not quite as concerned about the blue line as I would be for the middle of the ice. And Thornton has a relationship with Rick Nash. They're good buds. And so for me, that would be my answer. Is it likely to happen? Honestly, I have no clue whether it's going to happen. But I think it makes a little more sense than Shattenkirk on a long-term deal.
Perfect. Thanks a lot. You got a big concert tonight, eh? Heading out to U2?
Yeah, I'm standing outside MetLife Stadium here in the parking lot. I'm going to see U2 here shortly. We took a bit of a party bus over here, so life is good. I still can't believe a guy from Lindsay, Ontario is sitting in a parking lot at MetLife Stadium going to U2. Life is good.
Dave, that is great, man. Enjoy the concert.
All right, guys. Anytime. It's great chat. Good luck. Keep up the good work. Jason, it's good to chat.
Good talking to you.